Primum querite regnum Dei, et omnia dicientur obis dicit omnia.
July 27, we hear the third part of my meditations, which I gave in Austria, the love of our Father and our answer. You will hear within this reflection that I speak a little bit about Congo. I only want to mention that Congo is a country where we are looking for orphans, and we are really learning how to trust God in a situation in a country which is very well disorganized with a lot of problems. But God always finds his ways how we can deal with it and that we can grow in trust. And that is wonderful. So we hear the third part of this reflections for today. So we start with this wonderful word of the Lord, and we will hear it again. Look to the birds in heaven. They are not working, but they receive what God wants to give them. A wonderful attitude. We should learn to live like this in the right way. So our main sorrows, occupation should be to look for the kingdom of God. All other things God will add. Often we have to experience it is the other way around. People are looking for everything else and not looking for the kingdom of God. But how it is to look for the kingdom of God? It's to ask, Lord, what should I do? What do I have to do? Everybody has to do his work. With your parents, in your work, or whatever it is. Let us do as good as we can, but to trust God that he will lead all to a good end. Never we can change something through our sorrows. Only our soul will be unquiet and will be not in peace with the Lord. So I can tell you a story of Holy Don Bosco. You know that he was responsible for a lot of young people. And one day, one of the boys died before Don Bosco. And Don Bosco had the grace to see him when he was dead. And this boy said to him, Don Bosco, you are doing a wonderful work. But if you have more trust, you can do more. And I think this is a wonderful word which can hit us. Because we should have a lot of trust that God can make all what he wants to do. When I hear this, I have to think a little bit about myself and think my trust is not strong enough. So please, the Lord should help us always to overcome our little faith and our little trust. Each day we can notice the love of God. Why should we not trust? In all situations, we should realize in thankfulness all what God is doing each day, all day long. Wonderful. And then the trust will grow. And this trust we need also, especially in the end of our life, when our death comes closer. And I see people older here, like I am myself older. So trust should grow that also death will be the point when we meet God and that we will be prepared. So it would be good if we can say to God, let me please do what I have to do before I die, that my life is fruitful. I know that you will thank me, and I know that you're waiting for me. Please give me the power, give me the light, the force to do what I have to do. So God wants that we also notice not only in eternity that he was waiting for us and loving us and supporting us. No, we should experience this in our daily life. So I say it often, we can learn trust. It is not only that trust comes from one moment to the other. We can make steps when we notice that our heart, our thoughts are going astray, fear is coming, or wherever we go. Let's go back and bring all the thoughts to the Lord and say, please touch them. I want to trust you. In the beginning, I mentioned the Congo, so I will share a little story about that. I was there when it was war. It was the year 2000. And all situations were more impossible than before. Even the corruption starts when you came to Kinshasa. They wanted to have money, and I had no. But I gave them rosaries, and so asked them to pray for the Congo. I don't know if they did it, but at least I said it to them. And so God led me through this way, that had not to fall into the corruption which is at each place. I could help through the help of the Lord. And of course, the trust was growing, very strong growing at this moment, because it was a wonderful way of trust. So my experience with the Congo helped me. Each time when I come to this country, I have to make a step. But when I do the step and trust God and said, you led me even through the war and to difficult situations, I trust you, so I notice step by step trust is growing. I had to learn also another lesson in Congo. Because in the beginning I was always glad when I went out. You know, in a certain way I counted the days till I can go back to the organized Europe. But then I learned what kind of attitude is that. To go to help children, to go to help the population, and to count the days when you can come back. Is this real love? And I had to give the answer for myself. No, it's not real love. It's egoistic love. So I made a step. And when I did the step, I think love to people were going to grow. So I learned in Congo, of course, also in other situations, my life is in the hand of God. So I give him my trust, and all will be according to his holy will.
The communion verse we listen to says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Noli emularin malignantibus, neque celaveris facientes iniquitate.